What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I'm going to talk about the three types of phone calls that you need to do each and every single week, especially if you want to either make $100,000 for the first time or increase what you're making by $100,000. Stand by for the next episode of Hyperfast Show. All right, real estate agents, welcome back to the Hyperfast Show. Today I'm going to talk about the three different types of calls that you need to have regularly in your schedule, especially if you want to hit the 100K mark or hit $100,000 more in gross commission income in the next 12 months than you did in the last 12 months. So how long should you call? Well, I believe that the people that are doing this the highest and best level, they're not doing it for like 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day, even 6 hours a day. You know, I think the people that are in like the top 1% probably are 3 hours a day on the phone. I'm only asking you for 2, right? If you give yourself, I should say, 2 hours of focused prospecting each and every day, 5 days a week, you're going to hit it out of the park. You're going to hit the $100,000 gross commission income level. You're going to increase by $100,000, you know, if you're already a successful agent, but you're not doing this. And it's just 2 hours a day, right? 5 times a week. So who do you call? The first group of people that you should be calling are new prospects, right? People that you don't know, people that have never talked to you. This can be, you know, lots of different options here, like expireds, right? Expireds are one of the best ones to call. These are people that have already said they want to sell their home. It just didn't happen, right? They either had the wrong price, they had an agent that failed to set the right expectations, had an agent that didn't market effectively, whatever reason, it didn't sell, okay? And maybe it wasn't even the agent's fault. Maybe, you know, maybe the agent did everything right, marketed it well, set the right expectation, but the seller fought him on price. And sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. Like, you know, it takes someone working with another agent for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, before they kind of get the message, right? Even though that agent did a great job, but expireds are definitely one that, you know, falls in this group of new, right, that you should be incorporating, especially now in the post-NAR settlement world. Like, why not build up your listings, right? It's always been a good idea to be listing focused, but I think now even more so, right? So call new people. Part of that should be expireds. Part of it could be for sale by owners, right? There's another group of people that have said they want to sell. They just haven't decided to do it with an agent yet. And then I think another good group to call is around the areas that you want to do business, around the areas where you have open houses. We call it circle prospecting or geo prospecting, right? You're, like, if you have an open house on Sunday, on Friday, dial the 50 or 100 closest homes, right? Now, how do you do this? I've talked about three different types of new leads to call, and there's more than that. Right, there's more than that, but the big three that I think you should do is expireds, FSBOs, and circle prospecting, geo leads. Best system I've ever used is Red X, right? I get the power dialer, can upload expireds daily. I can put in an address and get the, like, you know, the geo leads, so I can call around the open houses. There's all sorts of filters you can put on that. Great platform. If you sign up through our link, which I'll put in the show notes, I'll put in the description. If you sign up with our link, you get the setup fees waived, and there's no month-to-month contract, right? So you can just go to Red, that's R-E-D-X, Redx, redx.com, /hyperfast, then a dash, and then agent, right? So it's redx.com/hyperfast-agent, right? That will waive the setup fees. It will get you, you know, set up with no month-to-month contract and the best possible price. You can try it out. It is great for expireds, great for FSBOs, great for geo leads. You can also do for rent by owners and pre-foreclosures, right? Because that's another potential group to call is landlords, people that are, you know, renting their house, absentee owners, which you can filter for absentee owners in the geo lead section, right? So a lot of good tools with that platform. I think that new prospecting should be at least 40% of your hours, right? So if you've got 10 hours a week, right? If we're doing five days of 2 hours, you know, at least four of those should be spent in that category. Next 40% should be spent on your current pipeline, right? Following up with people that came to your open houses, following up with buyers you're working with, following up with sellers that you're working with. You know, you need to communicate with them regularly. I would take 1 or 2 days a week where you follow up with your current clients and your current prospects, right? So once you've talked to them once, you know, they kind of move out of that new bucket, that cold bucket, to the warm bucket. And then after that, they, you know, they can move from like a warm prospect to a client. So if it were me, I would, you know, I'm going to spend 40% in this bucket. I would give 20% to the current clients, the ones I actually have active agreements with, right? And I would have 1 day a week where I'm scheduled to call that group. And then I would have 2 days a week or 3 days a week where I'm checking in with the warm prospects, doing a lot of follow-up, right? Trying to move them from a prospect to booking them for a meeting, you know, buyer agent meeting, listing appointment, whatever it is. All right, and finally, last group, 20% of your time that of your call hours, so 1 to 2 hours a week on this group, and that's your past clients, right? The people that will give you referrals, multiple referrals a week. You know, schedule 1 day where all you do is reach out to your past clients, check in, get updates. And by the way, when you're doing all of these calls, especially for your past clients, like put notes in your CRM, right? Because if you've got 50 or 100 people on your like VIP or past client list, you know, you want to, and they give you an update, you know, so-and-so graduated, went to college, or, you know, wife had surgery or this or that. Like the next time you call, you want to be able to like remember that. And even if you have a really great memory, it may be hard to remember all this. So take good notes, especially with your past clients, but that also applies to people in your, you know, new lead bucket, current lead bucket. Like take really good notes so that when you do your follow-up, it makes a lot more sense. You can reference back to it. You kind of know where to, what to focus on, what to say. And, you know, so really dial in your CRM with this, right? Like be a professional, you know, schedule this time too, because you can tell yourself like, I want to prospect. I want to hit the phones for 2 hours a day. But then if you don't treat it like an appointment, it's not going to happen. So put it in your calendar. I think best practice is to do it the same time every day. And best practice is to do it early, like 8 to 10, 9 to 11, or 9 to 10, and then 4 to 5, like have two, or 5 to 6, like have two buckets if 2 hours in one shot, you know, is too much. Because I get it. 2 hours of on the phones can be a lot, especially if you haven't done it a lot. So if it works for you, have an AM session and a PM session, 1 hour each, but treat it like an appointment. Because if you don't treat it like an appointment, if you don't schedule it, then you'll let anything and everything get in the way. Like you'll let all of these you'll let all these non-important urgent tasks get in the way of doing that. So definitely treat it like an appointment, get it in your schedule, and you know, get over your phone fear. I'm going to do another episode, probably the next one, where I talk about different ways to get over call fear, phone fear, you know, whatever you want to say. And it'll be a good episode. I'm going to, you know, I've studied this a lot. I've read a lot of successful prospectors, lead generators, and incorporated a lot of ideas from it. right? And some of it's evolutionary. We all have it. So there is like a biological actual response to rejection that we'll talk about. So make sure you listen to the next episode. And, you know, more importantly, I want to challenge you to go out and implement, like get this schedule in place. I don't care if you suck at it at first. I don't care if you don't have the dialer, you don't sign up for Red X at first. You know, just hand dialing, you know, alone will work. We'll get you there. We'll help you get over the phone fear. We'll help you build the routine and the discipline. So go out and start. Don't wait. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Hyperfast Show. Please share this with other real estate agents. Leave us comments, leave us feedback. We'll see you next time.